Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The victim of a homicide in McKinleyville has been identified as 33-year-old McKinleyville resident Forrest Lovejoy. An autopsy revealed that Lovejoy died as a result of multiple stab wounds to the neck, chest, and abdomen. Detectives have arrested 21-year-old Michael U. Ravish in connection with the homicide, and he remains in custody. On Saturday, the sheriff's office responded to an assault with a firearm in the 4700 block of Myers Avenue in Eureka. When deputies arrived on scene, they met with two male victims, a 54-year-old man who owned the residence and his 52-year-old brother. The victim saw a white male adult approach the residence and confronted him. The suspect then reached into his pocket and pulled out a small bag with a handgun inside. He pointed the gun at the brother's face and said, "How would you like to die, punk?" before running away southbound towards Higgins Street. The suspect is described as being in his mid-20s, with short dark hair and a dark complexion, about 5'7", approximately 170 pounds, with blue pants, a blue button-up shirt, a blue baseball hat, and large bluish-tinted sunglasses. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Today, at around 8:30 a.m., two sheriff's deputies spotted a 1998 white Ford van parked in a no-overnight camping spot near Kane Road in Orrick. The driver of the vehicle identified himself as 40-year-old Eureka resident David Tatro. Deputies noticed the box of live ammo on the dashboard and two personal checks on the ground near the van that were not in Tatro's name. Tatro was detained for driving on a suspended license, and when deputies searched the van, they located two police scanners, various burglary tools, a 9mm Luger semi-automatic handgun, 5 grams of methamphetamine, a scale, night vision goggles, and a collapsible baton. While searching the vehicle, deputies learned of a man and his wife who just reported a vehicle burglary. Deputies located all the victim's stolen property in Tatro's car. Tatro was arrested on various charges, including possession of stolen property and being a felon in possession of a firearm, and he was booked into county jail. On Saturday, the sheriff's office received a report of a robbery on Cannibal Island Road in Lolita. Deputies met with the 65-year-old male victim who parked his ATV on the road and went to work in the field when a silver 1995 Jeep Cherokee drove up to him and two men exited the vehicle. One of the men began to swing a tire iron at the victim while verbally assaulting him, while the other man hopped on the ATV and drove away. Deputies were then contacted by a citizen who found an ATV in the bushes near Crab Park. When deputies arrived on scene, they located 26-year-old Woodland resident Kevin Latham, who was identified as the man with the tire iron. Later in the day, a deputy located the Jeep on Herrick Avenue in Eureka. The driver abandoned his vehicle, but was later found walking in the Broadway McDonald's parking lot. He was identified as 24-year-old Hoopa resident Joshua Moon. Moon and Latham were arrested on charges of robbery, brandishing a weapon, and vehicle theft, and were booked into county jail. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Sunday, a man was assaulted by three suspects with an edged weapon outside of the Barfly in Eureka. The man was walking out of the Barfly when he was attacked, causing serious injury to his neck. He was transported to the hospital and treated for his injuries. Authorities are pursuing a number of investigative leads, and the motive for the attack remains under investigation. A male suspect armed with a knife walked into the Texaco gas station on J Street in Arcata on Saturday night, threatened the clerk, and demanded money. The clerk, who was unharmed, turned over an undisclosed amount of cash, and the suspect fled on foot before police reached the area. The suspect is described as an adult white male in his 30s, with a medium build, who was wearing dark clothing and was also wearing a bandana across his face. Anyone with information about the suspect or the incident is asked to contact Arcata Police. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.